So what are you gonna do now? What's happening here? This is a tandem bike.
Going biking.
Huh?
Going biking.
Going biking. So you'll bike around the, we're at 90th and 5th Avenue, right next to the reservoir.
Yeah.
Central Park, USA, New York.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
Derek White.
Hey, Derek. Hi. Your name is, sir?
My name is Robert Weeks. I'm the second time. I do it already on, when I was in, I think it's in Marine Park, as far as do this. And this is my second time here.
Oh, great. Well, congratulations. Oh, there's more coming in here. And so do you go all the way around the entire park?
Yeah, we go all 6 miles.
All 6 miles. Okay. It's all good news, right?
Yeah.
You like doing it. Oh, there's some people go off.
Send this to my email.
Send it to your email. All right. I'll get your email from Jonathan or from somebody here.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Have fun.
You ready?
Yeah, ready.
All right.
Marine Park is nice also. We love it there. Wow, that's cool. Can I ask you some questions? What's happening here?
That okay? Can you talk to Susan?
Hello, Susan.
Susan Elephant, she's a founder. Her husband founded the whole organization.
Oh, hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And your dog probably had something to do with it, too.
It's not my dog.
It's not. Straight talk here from Susan. Susan, so why did you and how did you? And congratulations and thank you for doing it. Tell us about the organization.
Okay, my husband started this probably about, started tandem biking at Achilles about 17 years ago.
Oh.
And then Achilles entered their program and we started our own program called In Tandem Bike.
Right.
Started 4 years ago.
Okay, I got it. Back picture there.
That was Kim and her dog, Jimma.
Uh-huh.
And this is Shadow, someone else's guide dog.
And so what is the program? What does it consist of?
This, we have a trailer at by the boathouse. We have 25 bikes. And our purpose is to be available for people with different disabilities to bike, that can't bike on their own, to bike with us on the tandem bikes. And we have people that are blind and people with different abilities in comprehending information. And we're here for everyone. We're here every Saturday. We're gonna start soon Thursday nights, and it's free to anyone to come and bike. We have great captains come from New York Cares or just who heard about us that love to bike. We're gonna have in August, we're having our donut ride where we ride to four different donut places.
Let's get details on that one.
August 17th.
Okay.
And
mark that on your calendars, everybody. Which donut shop do you go to?
Okay. So the thing is,
this guy's moving fast. So you can sit down if it's become more comfortable for you.
No. Okay. What happens is we now have so many riders that we can't actually go to a donut place. So we're gonna try and bring donuts first to Yankee Stadium.
Oh.
Because my husband was really involved with the disabled program at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, really?
So we're gonna try and go there. Last year, our second stop was at the Intrepid.
Uh-huh.
We had donuts there. They were really nice to us. They have bathrooms in the back.
Okay.
And we set up a table and everyone had donuts. The third stop is Peter Pan Donuts. It's in Brooklyn. It's on Metropolitan Avenue. The best donuts, $1 a donut.
Whoa, Metropolitan Avenue.
And we have a lot of room Brooklyn, for everyone USA. To be out there. And then the fourth stop was Planet Donut.
Planet Donut, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with these donuts. Maybe I should take a couple of weeks off and try them all. Go to Peter Pan.
Peter Pan, the best donuts. Yeah. The red velvet donut.
Oh, God, this is torture. I just woke up. Okay.
And it's $1. How can you?
How can you beat such a nice price?
That's right. And they're really nice to the bikers.
Well, that's beautiful.
You give everyone coffee, you can have 2-3 donuts.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then we're going to do the 5 borough.
Okay.
Right.
Are you on a stoner kick? You're going 5 boroughs in the donuts too? Or no,
donuts.
That's just the regular thing.
They give you food, I guess. They have snacks.
You guys have a website?
I don't even know. Yeah, in Tandem Bike.
Uh-huh. All righty. So how's this all... What's the good news for you? Tell me. What's good news for you in any aspect of your life?
For me? From the biking?
The biking or personal, whatever is, you know, in life.
I love coming here. You know, like someone said to me, I belong to a synagogue. Someone said to me, what synagogue do you go to? And I said, you know what? I come here, Central Park. And I have a dog pulling on me, and we're here for all these people, you know, who can't ride on their own, who look forward to coming here on Saturdays to ride. And, we do other rides with people. We take them, we went down to the Lower East Side to the museum. We take, you know, you could, anyone can walk. Anyone can run, but if you can't see and if you have no balance, you can't ride a bike. So that makes me happy that we can do this for people.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Last question, because we're involved with World Peace and the International Day of Peace, September 21st. Love to have you and welcoming you right now to be part of because it's a world holiday, 193. We have an event actually here in Central Park and in Times Square and around the world, everywhere in the world, 193 countries. It's a United Nations declared day. I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? What does peace mean to you? And say your name again, if you don't mind.
Susan Elephant. Okay, I'll tell you. Peace to me. I came here to this country. I was 4 years old. My parents were Holocaust survivors. And to me, I actually still have my green card. Don't tell anyone. But
well, recording. I can cut that out.
No, but I married an American. So
That you got the, that's that.
I became a citizen under my parent, my mother.
Okay.
And so I never had my own papers, but I had my vote. But anyway, but to me, peace is just being able, you know, when I see what goes on with immigrants, peace to me is being able to live in a free country and be, you know, not being persecuted. There are people that are being persecuted all over the world that don't know peace, that don't know freedom. And to me, you know, I didn't realize it when I came here 4 years old. The Statue of Liberty, I remember my mother was sick. She got seasick. And I was with my father standing on the deck. And it's my first real recollection of my of life. I don't remember Germany, but I remember the Statue of Liberty, mashed potatoes. I came on an army ship, the General Stuart.
Wow.
And we slept in bunk beds, like these army beds with the springs getting your hair caught. But seeing the Statue of Liberty and coming in, and I didn't speak English. I had a cousin who was a school teacher. I was 4 years old, who put me into school in Brooklyn, and I really got a little English. And to me, you have world peace is just being able to do what you being free.
Freedom. Right. Actually, we're starting our peace movie off with Richie Havens singing Freedom at the beginning of Woodstock forever. Thank you very much.
You're
a beautiful soul. Thank you.